Here with Valium Porch Pregame Coach's Comments, finding the perfect cars, a journey tailored just for you with graduate assistant Jack Thompson. Coach, you guys in the region championship here tonight. What has the whirlwind of emotions been like for you guys as you've continued to win ball games, get an automatic bid, and now you're playing MSUM itself is playing in its first region championship game in a decade?
Yeah, you know, there's definitely a lot of emotions, a lot of happiness and joy to get to this point. But Coach Bergstrasser says it all the time, it's poise. Like, we want to stay level-headed through the ups and downs. We want to stay right there in the middle and just continue to keep that poise throughout all the ups and downs and try to not show emotion, as funny as that may seem. But we want to stay level-headed and just control the next variable, the next play, the next game.
I'm really curious as to your thoughts, playing guard at Sioux Falls for 5 years and seeing how well the guards here play, but also the large guards that Washburn has to offer, whether you look at Shorter or Hannah or anybody else in between there, they're going to bring a lot of extra pressure defensively. How are you guys looking to counteract what Washburn is going to try and do on their home court tonight?
Yeah, I mean, they have a lot of big, strong, great athletes at that guard position, and their defensive MO is pressure. They want to put two on the basketball and try to turn you over. I think for our guards, just the biggest thing is that poise I talked about early, and then making great decisions out of it. Like, they're going to have two on the ball. I mean, somebody's open on our team. We just got to make sure we find that open guy, and then we can attack when we have numbers.
It's real late in the year. It's the Sweet 16 at this point. But knowing how Washburn's going to pressure, knowing how this is going to be an up-and-down-the-court type of game, what is it like being able to coach the luxury of having a fifth- and sixth-year guard in Jameer and Cobb coming off the bench to keep legs fresh at that guard position to be able to keep attacking on both ends of the court?
Oh, it's unreal. I mean, we treat it like we have seven starters, right? Like, our starting lineup's out there, and then we bring in those two sixth-year guards who have so much experience, and then, like, they can kind of just add that calming factor. If maybe right out of the gate things aren't going our way, you see those two checking in at the scorer's table, and you're like, okay, we're good. We got two experienced guys coming in, can calm us down and be leaders on the floor and from the bench at the start of the game as well.
This place seats just over 4,100. I've done a little bit of research on it. There was a couple thousand people here both Saturday and Sunday evenings. I would fully expect standing room only here. How do you guys feed off of that hometown crowd and, of course, everybody cheering against you for 40 minutes of basketball tonight for an opportunity at the Elite Eight?
Yeah, I mean, these are the games you want to play in. Like, this is what college basketball is all about. Fans are going to be hooting, hollering, and being extremely loud. We got a glimpse of that in their last matchup. We got to stay and watch that. But, like, for us, it's the enjoyment of quieting those fans. Like, they can be loud after a nice play or a dunk or something for their team, but then we get the luxury of going back down there, making a play of our own, and then hearing that go from extremely loud to dead silent because of the play that we're putting out there on the court. So,
last thing I have for you is you've done all the scouting. You guys have played ball for 6 months together now this year. What is going to be that biggest factor or a couple of factors in being successful and continuing to play basketball next week after this matchup?
Oh, I mean, it's going to be those marginal details. It always is in those big games. It's going to be the turnovers, second chance points, the fast break points. Like, they do that stuff at an extremely high level. So we got to match that. And you're probably going to see the ball game in those categories.